Did you know that tick species are active in Hopkins County during the winter? Many citizens here in this area do not realize that fact, and sometimes you'll come into contact with the two species that can be problematic during this time of year. And with that, welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. The black-legged tick, for example, especially in recent years, has become increasingly more common in Kentucky and now occurs through a large portion of the state. Adults are active from November through March, whenever the temperature is above freezing. Hungry black-legged ticks wait on vegetation for passing large hosts, such as humans, dogs, cats, deer, or what have you. Females take blood meal from the host, mate, and drop to the ground, laying eggs in the late spring, and the life cycle starts over again. The life cycle for this type of tick usually takes about 2 years and requires meals from up to three different hosts. The winter tick, in addition to the black-legged tick, tends to be also pretty prominent this time of year through a large portion of the state. Elk and deer are primarily the host for this type of tick, but this tick also may be found on cattle, horses, and mules, and during the winter ticks are seldom found on humans. Now, their entire active life cycle, which includes the larva, nymph, and adult stages, tend to occur from October to March also, and they usually stay on a single host. Mated and gorged females drop to the ground just like the black-legged tick and lay a large batch of eggs before they die. The larvae hatch from eggs in the spring and remain inactive under ground cover until fall when they climb vegetation to await passing hosts and start the cycle all over again. Now, bring detached ticks to your local extension office so specimens can be sent off to our entomology department and we can adequately identify the ticks for you. Populations of these ticks are low but may become significant issues in the future, so watching for the ticks now when you hike or work outdoors will allow you to be familiar with these types of ticks, especially when you monitor your animal's health, handle pets or other animals that may be around your property. Removing any attached ticks is easy to do, especially if you follow these steps. First, you need to use fine-tipped tweezers to grasp the tick as close to the skin surface as possible. Now, after you've done that, you want to pull upward with a steady, even pressure to make sure you do not twist or jerk the tick, as this can cause the mouth parts to dislodge or break off and remain in the skin. And that's where we see a lot of the issues in regards to tick. Now, if this does happen, make sure you remove the mouth parts carefully with tweezers. If you cannot remove them easily with clean tweezers, leave them alone and let the skin heal. Now, after removing the tick, thoroughly clean the bite area and your hands with rubbing alcohol, an iodine scrub, or soap and water. And lastly, dispose of a live tick by submersing it in alcohol, placing it in a sealed bag or container, and wrapping it tightly in tape or flushing it down the toilet. Now, never crush a tick with your fingers. For more information on tick control and these different types of tick species, you can contact your local extension service. Now, lastly this week, we want to touch base quickly on ordering seeds for vegetable gardens. Now, cool temperatures and the constant threat of snow may make it feel like spring couldn't be any further away, but planning for spring gardens begins in the winter months when seeds are ordered. Looking through a seed catalog, store rack, or online product guide offerings can be overwhelming since there are so many varieties available for each crop. So how do you know what plant to choose from and what type of options you have for this area? That's where the Extension Service comes into play. Aside from tradition, one of the reasons to select a particular variety is a disease tolerance or resistance issue. Tolerance is the ability of a plant to endure the disease even though it does have the disease and still produce some yielding fruit or vegetables. Now, resistance is the ability of the plant to prevent or even slow disease development by the way of naturally occurring plant properties. Now, many varieties have been improved through natural breeding methods for these traits. Selection of resistant cultivars can reduce the impact of diseases and what they may do to plant vigor and yield, as well as reduce or eliminate the need for other cultural or chemical management practices, and therefore make production of vegetables or fruit for you in Kentucky and especially in Hopkins County more enjoyable. Now, if you'd like information on how to order seeds for your vegetable garden, you can feel free to contact any local extension office and we'd be glad to help you here in Hopkins County. Thanks for tuning in this week.